Good morning and welcome to Roamy's conference call, where we'll be discussing the earnings of the second quarter of 2026. But before proceeding, I'd like to clarify that this conference call is intended exclusively for investors and investment professionals. Any statements made during this call regarding the company's business outlook, projections, and operating and financial targets are mere forecasts based on the management's expectations regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions and the general economic performance of the country, the sector, and international markets, and are therefore subject to change. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and conducted in Portuguese with simultaneous interpretation into English. The slides are available in the Results Center on our Investor Relations website at www.romi.com/investidores. During the presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Subsequently, we will then begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please type it along with your name and the name of the company you represent into the Q&A tool in the Zoom app. Further instructions regarding audio questions will be provided later. Joining us today are Mr. Luiz Castiano Rosolen, CEO, and Mr. Fabio Tayar, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. The executives will first present our earnings in the second quarter of 2026 and will subsequently be available to answer your questions. I will now turn the floor over to Mr. Luiz Cassiano. Thank you, Julia. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our conference call for the earnings of the second quarter of 2026. This quarter, we had a major change regarding the previous quarter, but still far from what we consider appropriate performance levels. We are in challenging conditions with a very low confidence level on the part of industrial entrepreneurs, and they're really cautious. In spite of this, the Roamy Machines backlog remained solid, showing the company's ability to keep generating business opportunities. So we finished the quarter with a net operating income of 309.8 million. Our adjusted EBITDA was 26.8 million, a margin of 8%, and before 27.7 in the same period in the previous year. As for our first quarter, we had a major recovery of our activity and profitability, although results are still below what was reached before in the past. The order backlog reached 309.4 million, up 6% compared to IQ26. We finished the period with a consolidated portfolio of over 800 million, which is really solid. This portfolio represents an important foundation for the following quarters. Our German unit, BW, the projects were delivered according to schedule. There was a major evolution in its revenue, and it finished this quarter with a solid order backlog, 6% higher than the previous quarter. And we are confident in its ability to develop high complexity technological solutions, also highly customized to our clients. In Roamy Machines, we had important revenue increases. Our diversification strategy is on. We had an additional 94 machines that were rented. We also have new solutions like Roamy IA and Roam Pulse and a new generations of vertical lathes, and that reinforces our commitment to innovation And in the CAS and machining unit, the challenge, the situation is really challenging considering the deceleration in the commercial, automotive, and agricultural sectors. We focus on automation and also redesigning our operating processes. We finished the quarter with a consistent recovery compared with the first quarter, but there's a lot of work to do to recover the profitability levels that are expected. We have a robust order backlog. Our business is on to improve our operating performance. Thank you to our clients, shareholders, and all business partners for their trust. Now, Fabio will give you more details about our results this semester. Thank you, Cassiano. First of all, good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for participating in this conference call. So I will start by the highlights of the second quarter of 2026. I think we need an overall message. We had a relevant recovery in the second quarter. We finished the quarter with a very robust order backlog and also development in our strategic fronts. We finished with an order backlog of with very good numbers, with 487 million that was represented by the German subsidiary BW, and also with a solid order backlog for machines. The EBITDA was 26.8 million in the second quarter, a margin of 8%. It's usually, of course, lower than the second quarter or semester of 2025. The order intake of the second quarter was 209.4 million and 486.9 million. So that's a little over 6% increase compared to this 2Q25. We also had 235 million, a growth of 5.9% in our net operating revenue compared to the second quarter of 2025. We should highlight the Aromi machines unit, especially operating revenue evolution in the BW subsidiary, which reached a revenue of the second quarter of 88.7 million reals. So we delivered all the projects that were within our schedule for that particular quarter. And that means an evolution of our gross margins as well as our operating margins. We should also highlight that we have the participation in FAMEC. That's the most important trade fair in our sector, where we presented not only new equipment, but especially new technology. Integrating artificial intelligence with a focus on our clients. The goal is to be able to provide support to the to operating efficiency in our client base. We also highlight that this is a very important year. That's the 70th anniversary of Romi Seta, the first car that was made in Brazil. This will take place in the second half of this year. We'd also need to highlight our interest on equity that was 5.6 million reals in June 2026. Now, our indicators, current scenario indicators. We have the fixed capital formation. There was a retraction of 1.4% in the first quarter of 2026 as compared to 1Q 2025. When you stratify the data, there's greater falls in capital goods consumption. And that shows that the environment is still extremely challenging for industrial investment. This also shows that we need to be cautious, especially with the domestic market. Still on economic indicators, this chart shows the average installed capacity rate in 2026. So in March, we reached 69%. There was a retraction in April, 76%. And there was a recovery in May. So we are back to 69%. And that is an average utilization, rather stable compared to previous years, as seen in the chart. We can also see industrial activity that is significant. However, when you look at our outlook, and that includes the trust from industrial entrepreneurs, it becomes clear that our scenario is extremely challenging. And there's low confidence when it comes to new investment. Now, our business units. So, who are our major sectors? What sectors demand our machines and our cast iron parts? So, Romy machines, that's highly diversified. When you look at Romy machines, it's really significant. When you look at machinery and equipment, also companies providing services that work in many different industrial segments. And this shows that we have a wide diversity in the use of our machines in a wide variety of sectors, industrial sectors. Now, BW machines. These machines are more customized. They're based on projects and they concentrate on niches. And we should highlight engines and systems. And so many engines and systems for energy generation. And finally, rough and machine cast iron parts. In the second quarter, we have an increase in energy, so the deliveries in this segment were to this the energy sector. Although this segment has little visibility when you consider how our demand will evolve in the mid and long term. As for net sales per business unit, SBW was the unit with the highest growth. It increases its share in our consolidated revenue. Now, cast iron parts, there was a reduction in sales, so it loses its share. It goes to 13% from 16% to 13%. And Romy machines, a slight reduction as there was greater growth of BW machines. So, Romy machines now account for 59% of our Romy's consolidated revenue in the first half of 2026. Now, revenue by geographic region. So BW says it grew. All its revenue is outside Brazil. So BW in decreased Brazil's share to 63% in Europe, where BW made most of its deliveries in the second quarter. There was an increase, 20% increase as compared to the first half of 2025, as well as in the United States, where BW also made deliveries. So it increased from 2 to 8% in 2026. Asia accounted for 7% in terms of BW deliveries. And Latin America had a reduction, although, of course, Latin America, there were, when you look into this and see the generation of new business. This decrease is not the same. So you have deliveries in Latin America, and Latin America is expected to go back to a level that's similar to 2025. In terms of the order entry backlog, the second quarter of 2026, we had 309 million reals in new orders, a reduction of 7.1% as compared to the second quarter of 2025. Now, when you look at each business unit, Romy Machines dropped 6.7%. As we saw in the previous slide, the fixed capital formation is falling, and the confidence level again is really deteriorated. We believe that in spite of that, in our backlog strategy, when you look at rentals and sales of machines and also prods, which is providing financial support, among other solutions, with all of that, we had in the second quarter, in the first half of 2026, we reached a level that was similar to 2025. BW added new orders in 2026, a significant volume of new orders, that's 61 million, and that's a growth of 25.5% as compared to the second quarter of 2025. Now, rough and machine cast iron parts, this is our major challenge. With additional deacceleration in essential segments to this unit. When you compare this to what we saw in 2025, there was additional reductions, especially agricultural machines. In terms of our order backlog, Romy Machines, in June, we reached a level that was very similar to March. So we have a significant backlog, order backlog, especially in quarter three. Although, of course, the order backlog decreased when compared to June 2025, but a major volume still that will be delivered in the third quarter. BW, okay, that was a lot of sales with significant volume of new orders. And this led to a similar result as March in June, 7% higher, almost 7% higher than BW's order backlog in June 2025. So, and the deliveries are not for the second half of this year, but also a good part will also be delivered in 2027. And finally, rough and machine cast iron parts, there was a reduction as a result of less business being generated. So the volume of orders for the second quarter of 2026 is lower. So the total consolidated order backlog at the end of 2026 is very similar to March. At the end of the June 2026 is very similar to March, with a slight reduction when compared to June 2025. Now, operating margins. What we see in the second quarter of 2026, we have a reduction of our gross margin as a result of our Romy Machines margins, especially because there was lower exports level because of the exchange rate and also because of additional commercial efforts to make sure that we kept a reasonable amount of new orders as we saw before. Although the macroeconomic environment is more challenging, we have been achieving to get a good number of new orders. Now, our rough and machine cast iron parts also had a reduction in the gross margin because of its volume. And then on the other hand, there was a significant evolution of our gross margin, of BW's gross margin, but that was not enough to offset the reduction of the gross margins of the other business units. So with this reduction of the gross margin, there was also a reduction in operating volume and profit. So 10.5 to so there was a decrease of 1.3 percentage point in operating margin. Now the EBITDA margin also reduced slightly, about 1 million reals, and in percentage points in the EBITDA margin, there was a reduction of 0.8%. As for our net income, the reduction was 15.6 to about 14 million. So the second quarter, the net margin was 4.2%. In terms of the performance of our business units, in the second quarter, we had a slight reduction in Romi Machines' revenue, a margin reduction that was explained before for two major reasons. First, the devaluation or depreciation of our exchange rate, which reduces our export margins, and also the commercial efforts that reached a particular volume. We should also point out that our rental business have become increasingly more representative with a higher share of our revenues. In some way, this offsets our margins. Now, with this reduction of our gross margin and volume reductions, there's also an impact on our EBITDA margin. So in the second quarter of 2026, our EBITDA margin was 16.8% of our Romi Machines. Now, BW, there was an increase in revenue, major evolution in its gross margin. And this is a consequence of our project mix, increased operating efficiency. As a result, there was a reversion of the results of the first quarter of 2025 of a negative EBITDA margin of 9.3 to a positive EBITDA margin above 5% in the first half of 2026. And then the rough and machine cast iron parts, there was a more significant reduction, additional reduction. The capacity utilization was relatively low. So the segment, especially automotive and agricultural machines, there was an additional reduction. So there was a reduction in revenue as a result with an additional challenge when you consider this reduction of fixed costs. And as a result, both the gross margin and the EBITDA margin decreased. Now, the financial position, we remain solid. So we finished this quarter with 368 million in cash, net debt up about 169 million reals. In the second quarter, there's cash consumption usually. Most of the revenue takes place in the second half of the year. In spite of that, with this reduction of our working capital with a focus on inventory, there was a slight reduction of our net debt with a good outlook for in terms of cash generation in the next quarters. In terms of share performance, we haven't evolved significantly. So the results of our, when you consider the results or earnings of all our business units, and this has, of course, made an impact on the price of our shares, and also a macroeconomic environment that is highly challenging for most sectors, especially the industrial sector. So this is the end of our earnings presentation, the second quarter of 2026 at Romi. Thank you very much for joining us. We are here at your disposal in the Q&A session. Thank you very much. The first question, Ivo Silva. Good morning. Thank you for answering my questions. when you in machines rental, that consumes a significant amount of initial capex. How long does the management estimate that this will generate a positive cash flow that will pay off without the need for new capital raising in Mexico, for example? How has Prods controlled credit with the amount that was granted? Well, first, in answer to your question, let's consider our machine rental business. When you look at our CapEx, gross CapEx, is represented by new machines that were built and mobilized. There's also a significant order backlog of for rental of machines, and that generates cash in addition to selling the machines that were rented previously. So we have a calculation of our net cash flow, an initial calculation of that amount, and since the fourth quarter of 2024, this unit has achieved a free cash flow that can be considered balanced. This year, we're expecting that as we finish the year, we're expecting this free cash flow to be positive. So that CapEx that last year was a little over 100 million reals. Now, what we have in terms of our backlog for rentals and also the resales of these machines after they were rented, this number has been higher than our CapEx needs. As for Prod's default, Prod's portfolio is less than 235. 235 is the total amount, 235 million. Its backlog has a default level that is really low. As with other operations at Romi, what Romi does, we have exposure to credit risk. We keep the reserves for these for this equipment, and we have a very solid credit control and billing processes. And also, for some specific tools, we can monitor this all pieces of equipment if there's a default. We should also point out that when you look at Prod's portfolio historically, and also our Finame, which has a very similar credit risk, what we can see in the last 5 or 6 quarters is of stability in rather low numbers. Of course, this is always a concern. Credit risk remains a concern, but we have seen signs that there is good control in terms of default. And again, stressing this, every piece of equipment has its reserve until it is totally paid off. Good morning. Next question by Mr. Tiago de Souza. Good morning. Congratulations on your resilience. Can you talk more about renting? What is the strategy? How many machines were rented in total? Is it feasible to increase contracts for 3 or more years and stack or increase the number of rented machines? What is the strategy for the sale of used machines? Well, our rental model is really clear with a very interesting value chain. What we see in renting is a great opportunity to make our client to produce with new machines and become more competitive, and as a result, to generate more value to their businesses with the rental investment that is lower. As Fabio explained, this means, of course, there's CapEx on the part of Romi, but that means more loyal clients. And that's really interesting for us because we can generate value fast for our clients. And these contracts are from 1 to 2 years. Why? Because these machines come back to Romi, we revamp these machines, and then we use this product, which is a almost new, to enter a market we hadn't been that present with lower cost machines, especially the Asian market, with very interesting prices. So this is not long-term renting for us, except for, so of course, in some specific cases, we want to increase this contract term for over 2 years. But in most cases, we want to take that machine again to be able to deliver a new machine to clients, even more updated, technologically speaking, so we can sell this machine to a client at a lower cost. So this machine will sell much more easily than the competitors in low-cost machines. And this is an interesting strategy that has been really successful and makes us more resilient. Next question from Marink Martins. In operating terms, is there any cost reduction plan or staff reduction plan? Well, Marink, we are still have a good utilization level for and Romi machines, so we need more employees, but there we're expecting some falls, decreases, so we're adjusting our staff. But that's our headcount. But we are always adapting to the size of the market and demand levels. We are in a capital goods market, and we know we need to react quickly, both when there's growth and also, unfortunately, when there's less demand. This is a cyclical market, and we make adjustments according to our estimations when we believe changes need to be made. Next question from Tiago de Souza. BW has presented good revenue values as well as order backlogs, but the margin remains low. Is this the customary level of the company, or are you expecting to improve your BW's order backlog? This is a very good question. We need to explain this better. Many of BW's projects are long-term projects, and that means a whole project that is delivered to our clients. So in some quarters, we have good backlogs with bad revenue. In the quarter three, we're expecting less revenue, but in quarter four, we're with our delivery of many of our projects, then we're expecting greater revenue levels. So you need to consider BW for the entire year. So you need to compare the whole of 2026 to 25. So we're really expecting to have a much better year in 2026 than in 2025, also including margins. Our next question from Tiago de Souza. Recently, Romi generated value by launching its residential project. Is there any plan to generate new business outside traditional business that have been penalized in this continuously complex scenario in Brazil? The residential project means that we have some assets that were not operational at the company. Most of these assets have been part of different projects, and they've already been processed, so cash has been generated from these assets. And this means that we're really careful in this projects. If we believe there's new business, new companies that can use our facilities and our strengths and our technical employees, we will enter these new business, not only for purchases, but also for Research and development. Rental is a classical case. Rompulse is also gaining momentum. We use a solution, AI solution, that's really interesting for our clients and also for machine operators that are in control. They really have operators that are well trained. And this has been helping our clients significantly. So these are new businesses that we are now entering. It may take a little longer, of course, there's before they become more profitable in terms of hard dollar or cash, and also in terms of client loyalty. So the idea is to keep our share levels or even grow our share levels because the market is in a very challenging time. Excuse me, if there's any additional question, please type the question along with your name and the company you represent in the Q&A tool, in the Q&A feature of your Zoom app. As there is no further questions, I'd now like to turn it over to Mr. Luis Cassiano for his final remarks. Our investor relations department at Romi is at your disposal to answer any further questions. Over to you, Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you, Julia. Here at Romi, we are really optimistic and resilient for considering the future. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us in this conference call. We are our investor relations department is here at your disposal for any questions. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you. Romi's conference call is now closed. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Have a great day.